For this Tuesday, February 3rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Tonight, the postseason tournament begins for high school girls basketball as North Posey Vikings play their first-round sectional game this evening at 6:30 in the Class 2A Sectional 48 at Tell City High School. Their opponent is Tell City. The Vikings ended the regular season on a three-game losing streak as they are 12-11. North Posey lost to Tell City back on January 22nd, 62-47. You can listen to tonight's game on 98.9 WPIW and online at Posey County Radio. Mount Vernon girls basketball also plays their first round sectional game tonight at 5:30 in the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Evansville Central High School. They take on Bossy. The Wildcats finished their regular season by losing the final six games and are 7-16. Mount Vernon had a game with Bossy back on December 17th and won 34-28. You can hear the game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyKennyRadio.com. Coming up this Saturday, New Life Rescue and Adoption is hosting a rescue roundup auction and dinner at the Posey County Community Center. The event is for those that are 21 years and over. Doors open at 5 p.m. and dinner is served at 6. Dinner is provided by Hagen Sauce. Beer and wine is included. Tickets are $35 per person online and $45 per person at the door. 350 tickets will be sold in total, and only 50 tickets will be sold at the door. To purchase tickets, you can go online to newliferescues.org/auction. Evansville's Ivy Tech received thousands of dollars to help students land the perfect job. The community college was gifted over $192,000 from United Way's Empowering Employment Grant. The money will fund a program that helps low-income students get the training they need to apply for high-demand careers. Officials say the program includes financial literacy and leadership training, along with access to obtaining certifications like a CDL or construction license. Officials say the program will help break down barriers and expand students' options for job opportunities. Back to some sports news as Mount Vernon boys basketball played a game last night for the first time since January 23rd, and they went on the road to Tell City and won 71-45. The Wildcats have won seven straight games and are 11-5 overall. Mount Vernon plays again this Thursday at Princeton. This evening in men's college basketball, the Evansville Purple Aces are at home versus the Indiana State Sycamores at 7 o'clock. The Purple Aces are looking to snap a four-game losing streak as they are 5-17 and 1-10 in the Missouri Valley Conference. UE's lone conference win to this point was against the Sycamores at Indiana State back on January 10th, 72-69. The Indiana Hoosiers are still out west tonight as they play USC on the road, tip-off at 9 o'clock. IU has won three straight games after their double overtime win at UCLA on Saturday. The Hoosiers are 15-7 and 6-5 in the Big Ten. From the NBA on Monday night, the Indiana Pacers lost at home to the Houston Rockets 118-114 as Indiana could not win a third straight game. Pacers forward Pascal Siakam, who was named the NBA All-Star Game, led the team in scoring with 27 points. Benedict Mathurin came off the bench and had 25 points. Indiana is 13-37 of the season. The Pacers play again this evening at home versus the Utah Jazz at 6 o'clock. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, February 3rd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.